Leviticus chapter 8.
And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Take Aaron and his sons with him, and the garments, and the anointing oil, and the bullock of the sin offering, and the two rams, and the basket of unleavened bread. And gather all the assembly together at the entrance of the tent of meeting. And Moses did as Jehovah had commanded him, and the assembly was collected at the entrance of the tent of meeting. And Moses said to the assembly, This is the thing which Jehovah has commanded to be done. And Moses brought Aaron near, and his sons, and bathed them with water. And he put upon him the vest, and girded him with the girdle, and clothed him with the cloak, and put the ephod on him, and he girded him with the girdle of the ephod, and fastened the ephod on him. And he put the breastplate on it, and put on the breastplate the Urim and the Thummim. And he put the turban on his head, and upon the turban, in the front of it, he put the golden plate and the holy diadem, as Jehovah had commanded Moses. And Moses took the anointing oil, and anointed the tabernacle and all that was in it, and hallowed them. And he sprinkled thereof on the altar 7 times, and anointed the altar and all its utensils, and the laver, and its stand, to hallow them. And he poured of the anointing oil on Aaron's head, and anointed him to hallow him. And Moses brought Aaron's sons near, and clothed them with the vests, and girded them with the girdles, and bound the high caps on them, as Jehovah had commanded Moses. And he brought near the bullock for the sin offering. And Aaron and his sons laid their hands on the head of the bullock for the sin offering. And he slaughtered it. And Moses took the blood and put it on the horns of the altar round about with his finger, and cleansed the altar from sin. And the blood he poured at the bottom of the altar and hallowed it, making atonement for it. And he took all the fat that was on the inwards, and the net of the liver, and the 2 kidneys and their fat, and Moses burned them on the altar. And the bullock and its skin and its flesh and its dung he burned with fire outside the camp, as Jehovah had commanded Moses. And he presented the ram of the burnt offering, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands on the head of the ram. And he slaughtered it, and Moses sprinkled the blood on the altar round about. And the ram he cut up into its pieces. And Moses burned the head and the pieces and the fat. And the inwards and the legs he washed with water. And Moses burned the whole ram on the altar. It was a burnt offering for a sweet odor. It was an offering by fire to Jehovah, as Jehovah had commanded Moses. And he presented the 2nd ram, the ram of consecration, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands on the head of the ram. And one slaughtered it, and Moses took of its blood and put it on the tip of Aaron's right ear, and on the thumb of his right hand, and on the great toe of his right foot. And he brought Aaron's sons near, and Moses put of the blood on the tip of their right ear, and on the thumb of their right hand, and on the great toe of their right foot. And Moses sprinkled the blood upon the altar round about. And he took the fat, and the fat tail, and all the fat that was on the inwards, and the net of the liver, and the 2 kidneys and their fat, and the right shoulder. And out of the basket of unleavened bread that was before Jehovah, he took 1 unleavened cake, and a cake of oiled bread, and 1 wafer, and put them on the fat and upon the right shoulder. And he gave all into Aaron's hands, and into his sons' hands, and weighed them as a wave offering before Jehovah. Verse 28. And Moses took them from off their hands, and burned them on the altar, over the burnt offering. They were a consecration offering for a sweet odor. It was an offering for a sweet odor. It was an offering by fire to Jehovah. And Moses took the breast and waved it as a wave offering before Jehovah, of the ram of consecration. It was Moses' part, as Jehovah had commanded Moses. And Moses took of the anointing oil and of the blood that was on the altar, and sprinkled it on Aaron, on his garments, and on his sons, and on his sons' garments with him, and hallowed Aaron, his garments, and his sons' garments with him. And Moses spoke to Aaron and to his sons, "Boil the flesh at the entrance of the tent of meeting, and there eat it, and the bread that is in the basket of the consecration offering, as I commanded, saying, Aaron and his sons shall eat it. And that which remaineth of the flesh and of the bread shall ye burn with fire. And ye shall not go out from the entrance of the tent of meeting 7 days, until the day when the days of your consecration are at an end. For 7 days shall ye be consecrated. As he hath done this day, so Jehovah hath commanded to do, to make atonement for you. And ye shall abide at the entrance of the tent of meeting day and night 7 days, and keep the charge of Jehovah, that ye die not, for so I am commanded. And Aaron and his sons did all things that Jehovah had commanded by the hand of Moses."